The long-awaited meeting between former President Jacob Zuma and the ANC's top six expected to finally take place today in Johannesburg, but he didn't arrive at Luthuli House, and then it seemed it was going to happen virtually. We're not sure if it has or hasn't. They're hoping to convince him to go to the Zondo Commission and give evidence there, but political analysts saying Zuma's not likely to change his mind anyway. What do you think? Do you think that they'll have any luck trying to get him to actually go to the Zondo Commission? EWN political reporter Tsidi Madea watching this for us. Tsidi, welcome to the Madea Report today. Do we know if this meeting's actually happening, and is it happening in real life, human or virtual?
Good afternoon, Mandy. We know it's definitely not happening in real life. Jacob Zuma was meant to meet with the top six officials at Luthuli House. He did not arrive this morning. From what I understand from insiders within the ANC headquarters is that it was due to be streamed. There was a last-minute change. As to why, I'm not too sure. We've seen him kind of snub them before. They've been trying to meet to them for a long while. So I wouldn't be surprised if it was just one of those tactics. But from what I understand, the meeting is due to go ahead via virtual platforms today. In terms of whether or not he'll listen, just to very quickly hop to that, I'm not too sure. His son has always said to me, Edward Zuma has always said to me, his father is a loyal, principled ANC member who listens and respects the leadership. So maybe he'll come up with something different, but maybe the analysts are correct in saying that maybe it won't.
This is just politics again. We've got the top six won't go down to Nkandla. They don't want to be seen to going to see him. And then Jacob Zuma doesn't want to be seen to be going to Luthuli House. So now it's happening virtually. And is there any point anyway? Will it just end in standoff?
And that's the interesting thing, Mandy. I mean, I've always maintained that this is not just a legal battle. You know, we look at what's happening with regards to his defiance of the Constitutional Court order, and you think that it's just about that. But it's actually a political fallout that's being managed and that's finding itself in different avenues of our democracy. And I think that if the ANC leadership is wise, they'll approach it from that. But what also they need to bear in mind is South Africans want to understand that all are equal before the law, and that the special treatment that many of his supporters seem to want for him should not be what is granted to the former president. So it's a very fine balancing act. I'm not too sure if it will be just a standoff. I do know that he has been said to be very angry with the leadership of the ANC. So I imagine that when they do sit down, virtual or otherwise, some strong words might be exchanged, you know. I expect him to speak his mind and to share his thoughts about how he feels about the party that many say has turned its back on him.
And I imagine it would just be crazy for him to change his mind about going to Zondo, because he's created an expectation that he will defy the commission. So at the root of all of this is factionalism within the ANC. You've got one faction, you've got the RET faction, and then you've got Fikile Mbalula today wilding on Twitter. What's been going on there?
Maybe I keep it myself. I was like, what is actually going on? It's such a strange, it was such a strange morning. But I've always said the Fikile Mbalula issue with the RET people, when you look at Carl Niehaus, Andrew Lungisa, and Tony Yengeni, what I understood, at least for a few months from last year sometime, is that there were issues between the MKMV and Fikile Mbalula. A lot of those are rooted in the prior contracts that he shut down. From what I understood is that MKMVA members, some had contracts, so it was an avenue of patronage, if you may, you know. So he closed the tap, so to say. And that was part of the animosity towards Fikile Mbalula. But it's growing further and further. And this is somebody who once upon a time once seemed to be in a faction with them. And they say, you know, he's a turncoat, he's a flip-flopper. And so they're also upset about where he stands now. We all know that Fikile Mbalula is not the biggest fan of Ace Magashule. We know that now he's spoken about Busisiwe Mkhwebane saying, you know, to the gun for hire. And that's somebody that the RET faction has defended. So that's been part of the back and forth on Twitter, you know. And even Fikile Mbalula saying he doesn't want to debate the CR17 closed records, the CR17 statements. And even asking, funny enough, Lindiwe Sisulu, did you campaign for free?
I mean, it's just fascinating to watch this all unfold on Twitter. Tsidi Madea, EWN political reporter, thank you for that analysis. So we'll be keeping an eye on what's happening with this meeting, if it is indeed happening virtually. And then today is also the deadline for Zuma to file answering affidavits in the Constitutional Court in his contempt of court case. So no doubt those will be coming out a bit later today too.